short on this. That's good because I have to get to a bris. So. Omar Abruna, Omar Rav, bottom of Kuvav Amid Aleph. And note Yod of Lo Yikadish. Well, Kuvav on the base now. That was the bottom of Kuvav Amid Aleph. And note Yod of Lo Yikadish. Person who washed, so he came to make Kiddush. We'll see in a second, there's a few different pshatim here, what it is. See the Rashbam first. Note Yod of Lo Yikadish. Ela Acher Yikadish. Somebody else should make Kiddush. Once he washed, he can't make Kiddush again. Why? Vahu yotzi dechovosa b'shmi ushtia. And he'll be yotze by listening to somebody else's Kiddush. Ve'ein kan hesach adas me'achar shuhu atzmoinu mevorech. Because if he himself would make Kiddush, it would be a hesach adas between washing and making a mozi. The Kiddush would be a hesach. Aval hu atzmo lo yikadish, and not the other, kidei shiokal asmach metila d'fnei Kiddush. He shouldn't make Kiddush and then make a motzi on smach of the original Netilas Shadayim. The Kiddush matzik ben Netila l'achila, because the Kiddush is a hefzik. V'havi k'hesech hadas. U'boy Netila achrisi boser kiddusha. He'd have to really wash again after Kiddush. And if he did that, it's a bracha levatola. It's a bracha shenetzricha. So better, he shouldn't make Kiddush and listen to somebody else's Kiddush. From here you see, there's a machlokas with a shomea ka'ona. Is considered mamish like you're speaking, and it's mamish a hefsik, or it's not mamish a hefsik. The nafkamina is during Shmon Esrei. You're in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and the shat says Kedusha. Should you listen and have kavana that you're listening as if you're ona? That's what Rashi holds. Or Tosa says, no, if you do that, you're being matzik in Shmon Esrei, because shomea ka'ona, it's like you're saying it. So you're just quiet, you don't listen to be yotze, you just, what's it called, you just stop Shmon Esrei, and continue on after Kedusha, but you're not mechaven to be Yotze Kedusha as if you're saying it, because it will be a hetzik. So from here it's Mashal, the Rashbam holds that listening to Kiddush is not the same kind of hetzik as saying Kiddush. That's a different thing. Because when you're talking about a hetzik, as if you're talking, then Tosis holds Shomeyaz Ka'oneh, as if you said it. But here we're talking about a different thing, Hesach Hadas. It's not that you can't talk between Kiddush, between washing and making a motzi. Can't be mesiach das. The talking is only a hechitimtza. So here everybody could hold that if you're just listening to somebody else's Kiddush, it's not a hesach das. If you're saying your own Kiddush, then it is a hesach das. What? No, but there you make the bracha motzi right away. And the rest is not a hefsik afterwards. You're not being lafsik. At night, you make the motzi right away. Yeah, so you almost say Vayechulu then. Vayechulu is Bechlal, not part of Kiddush. The take of Netzilas Yadayim Suda, you have to wash and then make a mochi right away. You feel Kiddush Laboy Netzilah. For Kiddush itself, you don't need Netzilah. That note for Yod of the Peros, Harizah Migasi Haruach. Somebody washes for Peros. Peros is anything except for bread, is Migasi Haruach. For Kamashvah, Netzilah should make Kiddush, Eina Olalo. The Netzilah before Kiddush, if he says Kiddush, is not going to help. He's going to have to make a new Netzilas Yadayim. Therefore, he should make Kiddush first and then wash. And Koshkein, a person who washed for a meal, shouldn't make Havdalah himself. He should hear Havdalah from somebody else. Kiddush is all part of preparation for the meal. So, as far as to say, the Kiddush is not a Hesach Hadas from washing. Still you can. Short kol shekain havdalah is no shaychus to the suda. Kol shekain, if you wash before havdalah in order to eat after havdalah, you shouldn't say havdalah. Somebody else should say. Why didn't it say okay, make kiddush and then wash again? Right? There's no reason to wash twice. Right, Elamai, you're being mevatel the first washing, and you made a bracha on that. So you're making now bracha shenetzricha. The chadaminai bracha levatola. Hilchach lo yikadishu aval chaveri kadishal. Therefore, the Gemara says, the Eitza is, or Bruna says, don't make kiddush. Let somebody else make kiddush for you. It also says the chora, the halacha is, you could wash your hands in the morning, make a tznai, and use that until shadayim the whole day. So it's a much bigger hefsik than just saying kiddush. So it says that's only where you don't have water. But if you have water available, you can't do that. So that's at least according to the Rashbam's pshat. Tosfos has a different pshat over here, which we'll get to in a few seconds. Okay, let's just finish first the Rashbam. So that's what Rav Bruna said. So Omar Lahu Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa said to Rav Bruna, who said this in the name of Rav, right? Akati lo noch nafshei de Rav shechinu l'shmaisei. Rav's not dead yet, and you forgot already what he taught you. He said this in the name of Rav. It's not true. Zinin sagin havi kamina kamei de Rav. Many times we were in the presence of Rav. Zinin de chadiv alei ritza mekadish haritza. Sometimes he, what's it called, made kiddush on bread. When he liked bread more, he was more inclined to eat bread, he made kiddush on bread. Zinin de chadiv alei chamra. Sometimes he was inclined to drink wine, so he made kiddush on wine. Mekadish hachamra. Right? So what's the raya from here that you can wash before, what's it called, mashma? Tosfos says that the mashma, we'll see in one second, according to the Rashbam, that sometimes he washed. Avadi, if you're making kiddush on bread, you have to wash first. That's no shayla. So he washed, and he intended to make kiddush on bread, and he changed his mind and made kiddush on wine. And then he, what's it called, still didn't have to wash again. And he could change. It wasn't being gorim of bracha sheni tzricha. So you see that Rav held that you can wash before kiddush. See, the Rabbi Rashbam learns it. The chaviva le ritza shayoroi. If he was hungry, he eat. So the bread was more precious to him than the wine. Mekadish arifta. Alma lo boi neti lachrisi elami kora moshi yodli v'ochel nama de kiddush. So Rashbam seems to learn that it's pashut that since you can make kiddush on bread, you could wash before, because you can't make kiddush on bread unless you wash before. Tosfos says, of course you can make kiddush on bread. First of all, Tosfos holds you can't make kiddush on bread. We'll see in one second. But l'maisa, if you could, then it wouldn't be a hefsek, because you make the washing, you make the motzi, and then the rest of it is not what's it called, not a hefsek, because you made the motzi right after the washing. Are you not eating right away? That's not a problem. The kiddush is not a hefsek for the eating, because it's all part of a hechsher for the eating. It's like saying bring the salt or whatever. But that's the raya. Tosha says that's no raya. Of course you can, what's it called, you can wash and then make a motzi. The problem is where you make a bray prayer gofen and kiddush, and then only later you'll make a motzi. That's the kushrus raya. So Tosha learns, like I told you before, in the Rashbam, that it's talking where he intended to make kiddush on bread and change his mind to make kiddush on wine and still didn't let somebody else make kiddush. He made kiddush himself. Alma kiddush lachar natilo chashiv hesachadas. V'chein hilchasa. D'misha nokul yodha kodem kiddush ein tzorech lachar v'litl nachar kiddush. That's halacha. That if somebody taka washed before kiddush, right, he doesn't have to wash again after kiddush and he can make kiddush. And there's no difference between if you make kiddush on bread or kiddush on wine. You can wash before if you want to. Don't have to, but you could. Because the Gemara didn't answer what Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel said. Didn't say no, it's a difference if you make kiddush on bread or kiddush on wine. Same thing. However, you don't do that. It's only b'di'evit. B'di'evit, you're allowed to wash before kiddush. But the chatzila you don't wash before kiddush. Why? Because like Beisila, Maseches Brachos. Because Beisila says, Mosgin is hakos, the acharkach notul niyadayim. So if Mezigas hakos comes before Natila, Kosgin, the whole kiddush comes before Natila. With Rav Shaminish, Mekadshin alapas. From this sugya, we learn that you're allowed to make kiddush on bread. The Omer vayechulu, umevarech hamotzi, the eino ocha. Right, and since we learned also that kiddush is not a hefsek, so you can say vayechulu too. So vayechulu, you wash, you say vayechulu, you make a motzi, you say the rest of kiddush, and then you eat the bread. The eino ochel gam lo yifros atchi kaddish achrichin. The dafke kiddush, that's only kiddush you can make on bread. Avol havdola eino el alakos shol yayin. Havdola has to be on wine. Kidam rinon heashiru kavu alakos, because they made havdola bedafke on wine. ומי שאין לו כוס יין, במקום שרגיל לשתות יין, אל יבדל על הפס. And if a person is usually drinks wine, and doesn't have wine, can't make havdalah on bread. Havdalah, there is no such thing as havdalah on bread. The dialo b'havdalah is tefillah. If you don't have wine, then you just make what's it called havdalah in tefillah, and you don't make any havdalah on bread. The siddur of amun. Tomorrow we'll see whether you make it on other liquids. But on bread, the Rashbam holds you can't make havdalah. Toam im ocha lo yikadish kol alayla oven geriyat. Okay, that's the next piece. Bo minei Rav Chana bar Chinana. Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav. Toam einu mekadish. If you ate by accident, by mistake, right, then you don't make kiddush. So see one second what that means. Since you ate before Kiddush, you can't make Kiddush anymore that night. So you have to not eat anymore and wait till the next morning and make Kiddush in the morning. Kiddush has to be before you eat. Some learns that's a knas. Right? Since you did something wrong, you ate before Kiddush, they canceled you, you can't eat the whole night, you have to make Kiddush in the morning. Could be that since Kiddush has to be Mekadesh the Suda, the shame Suda Shabbos. Once you ate before Kiddush, Kiddush can't do that anymore. So now you have to wait till the morning where you can now make Kiddush before you eat, so it's Mekadesh Suda Shabbos. So unless Kiddush can be Mekadesh Suda Shabbos, you're not Yotze Kiddush. So you don't make Kiddush at night anymore because you ate before, so the Kiddush at night can't anymore Mekadesh the Suda Shabbos. Because before you started eating before, you ate something before, you even drank water, whatever you did, right? Your kiddush now can't be the preface to your entire eating of Shabbos. So you have to wait till the next day and make kiddush, what's it called, to make the real whole kiddush in the daytime. That could be another. What? It could be. Tosa says no. Where it was a mitzvah, then it doesn't apply. Where it was beheter, it could be it does apply. But if it was a mitzvah, for instance, in shul, Tosa said before, that you're allowed to, what's it called, drink from the kos of Kiddush, even if you're not Yotze Kiddush. People used to drink, and then they went home and made Kiddush again. Since that was a te'ima shel mitzvah, that didn't count.
But the whole Gemara before that, we said that they came in time that
the... Right, so according to that, this should be according to the argues on that. It's machlokas, tom the Kaddish or not. Boy, mine Rav Chana bar Chinana mi Rav Huna. Tom Maushi Yavde. If you ate before Havdalah, can you make Havdalah or not? Omer Le Ani Omer Tom Mavdal. I hold that if you did eat, you're allowed to still make Havdalah. Ravasi Omer Tom Eno Mavdal. And Ravasi holds that you can't make Havdalah if you ate before. Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Ikle Lebei Ravasi. So Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba went to Ravasi's house, Ishtli V'toy, made a mistake, and he ate before Havdalah. He forgot. Tosha says, how do you forget? The Torah of Shalom, it doesn't bring a takala to tzaddikim and things that are usher to eat. So he says, the difference between something that's usher to eat and eating in a time that you're not allowed to eat. There's nothing wrong with what he ate. It was the time. That, we don't have such a cloud. They bring a raya from here, connected to Nesivis. The Nesivis holds, if you do an Isser D'Rabbanan B'Shogeg, there's no Isser B'Chlav. Right? The whole concept of Shogeg only applies in Isser D'Raisa. In Isser D'Rabbanan B'Chlav is no Chet. In Isser D'Rabbanan B'Shogeg is not a Chet. The whole idea of Shogeg is that the thing itself is Osir. But here, by the Rabbanan, the whole Indian is listening to the Rabbanan. If you did B'Shogeg, there's no Isser. Over here, it's an Osir, not like that from Tosas. Tosas tells he did something wrong. It's just that since the timing was wrong, it's what's it called, we don't say that the Rabbanu Shalom keeps it tzaddik from such a thing, since the ochel itself. But according to the Nesivos, there's no Isra over here. He did an Isra to Rabbanan of eating before Havdalah B'Shogeg. There's no Isra B'Chlav. So what's the problem? Okay, so by Isra, there is an Isra. So Havadei Kasavad, he ate by mistake, and he was the one who had Mr. Havdalah. Amrlei Devisu V'Amarlo Avirachi, so Ravasi's wife said to him, you don't do that. If you eat by mistake, you don't make Havdalah the whole night. Omer lo ashatke, leave him alone. He holds like his Rav, like his Rebbe, Pashtus like Rav. Okay. The only problem is Tosfos says that Rav was also the Rebbe of Ravasi. So Tosfos says a different shot over here. Shavki Karabe means that he holds a Rav Huna, his Rav. Omar Rav Yosef, Omar Shmuel, Tom Eno Makadish. So Rav Yosef said the name Shmuel, the halacha is if you ate, you don't make Kiddush. Tom Eno Mavdol, if you ate, you don't make Havdolah. Rabba Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Tom Makadish. And Rav Nachman said the name of Shmuel, right, that if you ate, you make Kiddush. And if you ate, you're allowed to make Havdolah. Okay, so Tom Im Ochalo Yikadish Kolalaila, Lamachra Kolim Sudan. So Rashbam learns, if you don't make Kiddush, if you ate, you wait till the next day and make Kiddush then. Ishtli Yirmiya, Amrle Devisu de Rav Yosef, de Ravasi, Ravasi's wife said to him, Vahamarlo Avidhachi, Doma Ravasi, Toa Menom Abdul, you hold that if you ate by mistake, you wouldn't make Abdullah Bechlau. Amrle Ravasi, Shavke Karab, Ishtirle, Desperle Karab, Rapunim, Invi de Rav, Haya Omer, King Pirish Rashi. Okay, let's just see what, there's a lot of different sheets here. Let's go back to Notaloy Lo Yikadish. So we said the Rashbam Strat, that if you made Netilas Yadayim, you shouldn't make Kiddush yourself, you should let somebody else say Kiddush. That's, the Rabbi Elion Chanan says that the reason that you can't wash before Kiddush is not because there's a hefsik. No hefsik at all. Kiddush is not a hefsik. Right? You could wash your hands in the morning, like we said, and make a tonight. The reason is because it looks like you're washing for the sake of the Kiddush, of the Bari Pragothan, and Hanot L'Yodav L'Peiros is Migasei Aruah. So it's improper to wash before Kiddush, not because of the halachas of Kiddush, not because you're going to have a hefsek, because it looks like you're washing for the sake of Kiddush, and that's wrong. The Rabbeinu Tam says that Rav is L'Shitaso. Rav holds that Kiddush is Shalom B'Makom Suda. And therefore, you don't have to have the bread there right away. And if you have the bread right away, no one would hold that you can't wash before Kiddush. The Chatzchila, you could wash before Kiddush, as long as you're going to eat the bread right away after Kiddush. But since Rav holds you can make Kiddush Shalom B'Makom Suda, we're afraid you'll make Kiddush, and you'll have washed, and you'll get involved in other things, because you don't have to eat right away, and then it'll be a Hesach Hadas. So Rav, Lashita also is afraid that if you wash before Kiddush, you'll end up being matzik between Kiddush and a motzi, because you don't have to have the motzi there. But we hold Kiddush B'Makom Suda. For us, there's no problem. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Chatchila, you can wash before Kiddush. That's Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Rashbam, the halacha is, L'Chatchila, you shouldn't wash. But if you wash, what's it called? Somebody else should make Kiddush. Okay? According to Rabbeinu Elchanan, you shouldn't do it B'Chlau, because it looks like you're washing for payers. The Rif and the Rambam learn that since you washed before Kiddush, right, it shows that you want to eat pas, and then you can't be Mekadosh al Hayayin anymore. Right? And Rav Bruna holds the reason you can't wash before is because then it looks like you want pas, and you can't make Kiddush on pas. So you're stuck. So you have to let somebody else make Kiddush on wine. But Anichanam, if we hold you could make Kiddush on pas, which we'll get to tomorrow, whether you can make Kiddush on bread or not, if you hold you can make Kiddush on bread, then since Lamaisa, once you wash first, you have to make Kiddush on bread. Can't make Kiddush on wine anymore. That's the Rif and the Rambam. L'halacha, the Rashbam, like we said, holds the Chatchila, right, you shouldn't be notel, right, but b'di'evid, you could. Rabbeinu Tam says Rav Bruna Bechlalus Nidcha, that you could make, what's it called, you could wash beforehand, and there's no problem even with Chatchila. And according to the Rif and the Rambam, the Chatchila you shouldn't, and if you did, you have to make Kiddush on bread, not on wine. Okay. The Tur says that his father, the Rosh, used to wash before Kiddush. He used to make Kiddush, and he used to wash beforehand, and Yekis had that, meaning the Ramah brings down that if you want to, you can wash before Kiddush, and even if you're the one who's making Kiddush. The Beis Yosef and the Bach say, L'maisa shouldn't do that, L'chatchila, since that's only the Rabbeinu Tam who holds it, L'maisa, according to the Sugi, you could do it, L'chatchila. But according to the Rashbam, L'chatchila, you can't do it, only B'di'evet. According to Rabbeinu Chanan, also, you can't do it. And according to the Rif and the Rambam, if you do it, you have to make Kiddush on bread. If you're making Kiddush on wine, there's no way that you can wash first. So therefore, the Beis Yosef and the Bach say that l'chatchila, you shouldn't, what's it called, do that, and the Shulchan Aruch holds like that. So Sfaradim don't wash b'chlal before. Ramah holds, Ashkenazim could. But even so, they say that since there are shittas that hold that you shouldn't, l'chatchila, you shouldn't do that. Right? And tells everybody used to wash before, except for the person who made Kiddush. The person who made Kiddush didn't wash before, because of the Hepsim. But everybody else who was only listening to Kiddush, even going to the Rashbam, it's okay to listen to Kiddush and wash first. So there they went to Machria, that since there shouldn't be a big hefsek between the Kiddush and the washing, because it took a long time for everybody to wash, everybody washed before, except for the Makadish. The Makadish, who has to say the Kiddush itself, like the Rashbam sheet.
How can I answer
Amen? What? Amen's not a hefsek hadas. That's not a long thing. It's not a hefsek. You can answer Amen to the Bracha of Bamotzi too. No, you are saying it, but that's already nothing. It's just like you can answer Amen to Motzi. That's all Tzorich thing. But to say a long Kiddush, there is a hell of a doubt. Okay. Whether you can make Kiddush ala pas, Rabbeinu Tam holds that you can't make Kiddush, what's it called, only on wine. The Rekolbo says, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you don't have wine, you can make Kiddush ala pas. And the Beis Yosef brings down the Chatchila, if pas is chaviv, it depends on how you learn the sugya. You can make Kiddush on Pas, but that's only Friday night. Shabbos morning, you can't make Kiddush ala Pas because there's no Heker. If you make Kiddush ala Pas for Shabbos morning, what's the Kiddush? If you drink wine before the Suda, so it's a Heker. But if you eat bread, the same Kiddush, there's no Heker at all. So then in the daytime, you can't make Kiddush ala Pas. There is a case where you could make where you can make Havdalah ala pas, you surely can't make. But there is a case where you could make Havdalah ala pas according to some shittas. Motzei Yontif. Motzei Shabbos that goes to Yontif. So you have to say Yak Nahaz. You can make Kiddush ala pas. Comes out of Modna thing that half of the Yak Nahaz you could say ala pas, and then you have to get wine for the Havdalah. And some Rishonim hold no. But since the Iker, you're saying it as wine, that's Kiddush, and the Havdalah is just put in, you know, to make it all one, so you're allowed to then make Havdalah ala pas too. You don't have to have, if you're making Kiddush ala pas, Motzei Shabbos, Tiyantiv, you can make the Havdalah part also ala pas. Okay, now the reason, Tom Eino Mekadish. So according to the Rashbam, the Pshat is, if you, what's it called, you made, you ate before, so we'll give you a knas, that you can't now make Kiddush till the next day. The Ravid says, it makes sense, because God did one thing wrong and make him do something else wrong, not make Kiddush. So they say, Enechanam, Kiddush deraisa, you yotze with tefillah. Or you yotze the next day, like we said. It's not just a tashlumim, you could be yotze Kiddush the whole day. The chatzchili, you should do it right away. But since you did something wrong, we push it off and we make you make Kiddush dafka in the morning. Ravid says that if you ate, you shouldn't make Kiddush, somebody else should make Kiddush. And Echanami, you can still listen to Kiddush at night, but you can't make the Kiddush. You're mezalzel in the Kiddush, you can't make Kiddush. We can't see you yourself can't make Kiddush. But not that you can't have to wait till hear Kiddush till the next day. You can hear Kiddush from somebody else. Tomorrow we'll go back over this a little bit and we'll see what other options there are making Kiddush. If you don't make Kiddush on bread or of wine, can you make Kiddush on other beverages? That's the sugya tomorrow.